Good morning, beloved. Today, we're getting our thoughts on how to pray for the country of Qatar from the Word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, we read, "If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name." God, we are asking that you would preserve and protect your people in Qatar, the United States, and Saudi Arabia, and Iran from falling into unbelief and therefore maligning the name of Jesus by becoming murderers, thieves, evildoers, or meddlers. We ask that you would enable our brothers and sisters in Qatar to not be ashamed of the name of Christ, but in every circumstance to realize that you, the God of all providence, you are sovereignly bringing glory to your own name in the midst of a situation that makes it very difficult to engage in corporate public worship. We're asking that this nation that will host the World Cup in 2020 would see revivals and awakenings in their midst. We're asking that fathers would be reunited to children around the gift of the eternal Son from the Heavenly Father, and that there would be forgiveness. There would be freeness of sins, burdens. We ask that there would be a sweetness and fellowship, and we're asking that there would be people who not only know what it means to serve you with their hearts and their bodies and their minds in whatever industry you've given them, we're asking that their souls would be free from the shackles of slavery, and that they with joy would give the name of Jesus glory. Please, Lord God, bless the nation of Qatar with people who would sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to the God who reigns above. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.